First Corinthians chapter 8. Now as concerning teachings offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but charity edifies, builds up. And if any man thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. But if any man loves God, the same is known by him as concerning. Therefore, re the eating of those things that are off, arid in sacrifice to idols, we k. Now that an idol is nothing in the world, and d. The t. There is no o. Their God, but one, because though there are those that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there are e many gods and many lords, bo t to us there is but one God, cad e Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and d one Lord Jesus she wrist, by whom all things are, and we by him. However, not every man has that knowledge, because some with conscience of the idol to this hour eat it as a thing offered to an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. But me at do as not commend us to God, because neither if we eat are we the better, nor if we do not eat are we the worse. But take heed lest by any means this lie arti of yours becomes a stumbling block to those who are weak. Because if any man sees you who has knowledge sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not his conscience, which is weak, be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? And through your knowledge all the weak brother perish for whom Christ died. Be beauty when you see n so against the br others and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if meat causes my brother to be offende, d I will l eat no meat while the world Saint Anne's, lest I cause my brother to be offended.